Hey everybody, it's John. Today I wanted to talk a little bit about a developer topic, and it's the topic of when is a good time to release your app. It's something I think about a lot, and I've been thinking about a lot lately, not because I have an app coming out imminently or anything. It's just one of those things. I enjoy thinking about the business of app development. And there are two aspects of it I want to cover. One is, what is the best time of year? And what is the best time of the week? Kind of looking at it both from a big picture perspective, as well as, you know, down to the minutia of what day and maybe even what time of the day should you launch. In terms of when during the year, I think this is a particularly good time. There are other times that are not so good. I mean, if you think about it, you don't want to launch, say, like, let's say this November, when the U.S. general election is happening. Everybody's going to, at least in the United States, if you have a lot of customers in the U.S., a lot of people's attention that week is going to be drawn to the election. And so you probably don't want to launch an app then, because if you have a lot of customers in the U.S., they're going to be distracted and they may miss the news of your app launch. And that's just kind of a consideration about what's in the news and what's going on during the week. Whether it's something like the general election or it's a holiday or whatever, you have to kind of think about what's happening on those days and whether that helps or hurts your launch. But there are also practical considerations. You know, if you launch an app the week before WWDC, you may find that something's announced there that totally changes something fundamental about what's in your app, and you may find yourself completely rewriting large chunks of your code, which is not a good thing either. Right now is a much better time as a result for launching an app, because we know what's going to be in iOS 10, and that's not going to change other than at the margins between now and launch, and really even thereafter until we get to next year's WWDC in 2017. I think there's a good argument that launching an app at the holidays is probably not the best time either. It does have the advantage that people are in the buying mood around the holidays at the end of the year, because, you know, people buy gift cards for their kids and family members and that sort of thing for the iTunes stores. But here's the thing. At that same time, because of that fact, a lot of companies put on a huge marketing push during the holidays and discount their apps significantly. So it's very easy to kind of get lost in that noise and not, not be heard with all the other big names out there promoting their apps and running discounts. So with that in mind, when's the best time during a week to launch an app? To my mind, it's sometime between Monday and Thursday. The weekend, I think, Friday and the weekend are not good times generally, because it's like with websites. Most internet surfing gets done during the work day from 9 to 5 on weekdays. On the weekend, people do other things, and they're not paying as much attention to websites, and they're also not downloading apps as much. I think most developers will find in the trend numbers for their sales that there's a dip on the weekends. So I think the weekends are kind of out. Monday and Tuesday are good days, except for the fact that an awful lot of news happens on Mondays and Tuesdays, which is something I'm even more attuned to now that I've been working at Mac Stories. For instance, yesterday seems like a perfectly reasonable day to launch an app, but then Apple drops a whole bunch of new emoji on us, which is big news. Everybody was writing about it yesterday, talking about it on Twitter. And if you launched an app yesterday, you're competing with that news that came from Apple, Apple released a press release about it even yesterday. So that kind of dominated a good portion of the day's news, which would have taken away from any launch yesterday. You can't control what you don't know, so you always have to cross your fingers to some degree and hope for the best that some giant story won't break, whether it's in tech or some other sector of the news that dominates people's attention. But Mondays and Tuesdays tend to be a little busy, so if you do have a choice, maybe Wednesdays and Thursdays are a little better, because they do tend to be just a little bit quieter. There's fewer product launches, an awful lot of products tend to launch on Mondays and Tuesdays, and then Wednesdays and Thursdays get a little quieter. In terms of the exact time of day, I like to launch apps around 9 or 10 a.m. my own time, local time. So that would be like 10 or 11 a.m. on the East Coast. If you do it that way, you still cover most of Europe. It's getting late in the day there, but it's not super late. And then you're late enough that you're starting to catch some of the early risers on the West Coast. So you've blanketed time zones for some of the biggest markets that are out there for apps as best you can. So I try to tend to do it early in the morning, but we all know that App Store propagation is not great. So when you hit that button, you really never know exactly when your app is going to go live in the store. I've dealt with developers who've had their app show up within minutes of hitting the publish button, and others where it's taken almost all day, which can be really rough, especially if you're trying to launch at, say, 9 in the morning, and it turns out that it goes live on the store at 5 in the evening, and it's middle of the night in Europe, and most of people in the U.S. are starting to go home for the evening and aren't really paying attention to that sort of thing anymore. So those are just some thoughts on good times to launch apps. Hope everybody's having a good day, and I'll talk to you later this week.